Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Broke Girl Therapy.
Action.
Let's go.
Let's do this.
And we're off.
It's Broke Girl Therapy,
Therapy's too expensive.
It's a fucking tripod.
It's a vibe. That's what it is. We up in this
ménage à trois. If you will.
A trois.
It's a lot of personalities. And I love it. I have to constantly change the volume.
I'm a Cancer. You're
Aquarius.
Take a guess. It's in season, bitch.
Oh, my. I'm the wrong person to guess because I don't know that.
It's Leo season.
Oh, my birthday is in 11 days.
It's Leo season. So we got all kinds of mixed personalities, for real.
Mm-hmm. Motherfucking king.
What's this? Like, what's the traits of a Leo? I don't know.
They, like, the lion.
I'm
like
right here.
It's me.
Like, did you not just hear everything I said?
They're the leaders. They're like the, I have arrived, bitch. Oh. It's me. It's all about me.
Oh, so they selfish?
No, it's just like just they love. They love attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that for
That's
you.
Very accurate. Very, very
they're,
accurate.
And they're always kind of like the leader of the group. They're always going to say something.
I feel like I should be a Leo.
Natural leaders.
Maybe it's in your...
It's some
outgoing.
I'm like a...
Life of the party, center of attention.
You're a Cancer. You're not really a center of attention. He's
still
more.
Talking about myself over here. Leo traits. There you go.
He's like, F what y'all gotta say. I'm here.
But that's, I'm so glad. Okay, well, I'll do the introduction. Hi, guys.
Hi.
It's me, Stephanie Megan, your host of Vocal Therapy.
I love that.
Yes. The fuck what? We got Jessica. Did I introduce you in the last podcast?
You didn't. I just realized that.
A shame.
Did I do the intro?
No.
Okay, we got to re-record that.
The whole thing?
No, just like the intro.
I was like, girl, I can't got that to be
I'm
again.
Clocking out.
Do we really not?
But it's me, gang, gang, gang.
Anyways, yeah, Jessica Clark is here in the fucking building.
That's me.
And we have your favorite Leo, your favorite hairstylist, dun, dun, dun. My roommate.
The hair. That's
the hair,
me.
The hair king. Vincent Michael David.
Period.
He Hello.
Has three first names.
That's right.
Vincent Period. Michael David.
A very strong name.
You wish you right. would and you wish you could, okay?
Listen, people always ask me about my name. It's a conversation starter. My mom knew what she was doing.
Yeah, like I was shook because I'm like, you're a Middle Eastern and then how is your last name David?
Well, when my dad came here from, like they came here, they changed their last name and everything.
Oh my God, oh, wow. That's what my dad's family did when they moved to the Philippines because my dad's Lebanese and our original name is like Hug Dud. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Your dad's ours Lebanese? Is like I didn't know.
My dad, yeah. Yeah.
I knew a lot of Lebanese
Look at him.
People.
Look at him.
True.
He does not.
He does look Lebanese. Yes.
He's so
I
Lebanese.
I love Lebanese people.
He's so
his
Lebanese.
His accent and everything.
Yeah. His accent's Filipino because he's born and raised in the Philippines.
Oh.
But like if you look at him. He's just like
look. He has he's Philippine.
Lebanese.
He just has features. He has Middle Eastern tendencies. I see.
Yeah,
I see it
for sure.
He's
and yeah. So, but then they changed the last name Bechara to make it sound more Spanish to fit in with.
That makes sense. That's a David.
Wow.
I guess they thought
so
David sounded the most white.
Yeah. It's pretty white.
That's pretty black.
Yeah. Assimilation.
And then I have a cousin who was named David, so now his name is David.
Love that
Yikes.
For him.
What an amazing name. Are you kidding?
David. That's
like,
a conversation.
That is a conversation starter.
But anyways, Mr. David over here has been wanting to be on the show since 2017. Because we did
Literally.
A while
this is
back.
His first time on the show?
No, back in the day, he did. We
One
did
of the
episode
first episodes.
Was
Dick Appointments.
Yes.
Season one. Check it out.
Yes. Wow. It's such an iconic episode, but it kind of is. We did a couple. We did like Does Size Matter.
We did those two. Dick Appointments.
Yeah, of course I've seen you on here before. Dick, what am I talking about?
He just seems always involved because he always does my hair for every single photo shoot that I've done for vocal therapy. He gets cred.
No, just in general in like life.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, we know.
Yeah.
That's how people know Vincent. It's like he's always doing, like he did my hair for tonight.
Yeah.
I'm sweating. Okay. But anyways, we're gonna answer some emails and we're gonna chisme. You know what I mean?
Chisme.
My favorite hobby.
It's through chisme.
I'm excited. Chisme.
So we have some emails. They're pretty long, so please bear with me because I'm not good at reading, apparently.
Who said that?
Me.
Oh. I was going to say rude.
Actually, someone said, like, thank God.
Should we do, like, popcorn, like, in school? Where you eat
that gives me anxiety. I'm not okay with that. I'll do one and maybe like I'll hand it over to you guys to read the others.
That's cool.
Because people have really like poured their lives out on these emails.
Wow, people trust you, girl.
I don't know why.
I don't know. I'm just joking.
Maybe it's the therapy thing.
I think maybe it's.
Are you licensed?
Might be the
podcast. Okay, well, let's get into it and see
what the streets are saying.
Yeah. Oh.
For real, because we ain't out in the streets.
We ain't out in the streets, so we got to see what the streets are coming to us, period.
Seriously, though, there's been no drama in my life.
Literally.
So I'm kind of excited about this.
I was around drama last weekend, and I was like, this is so fascinating. I need some more, like, I know my shirt says no more toxic relationships, but like.
We need a little bit of toxic.
Yeah, right. I'm like, life is so boring. I was like, you guys are so.
I just want to be around it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I don't want it in my life, but when I saw it happening, I was like, this is cool. Yeah. I love this for you and for me. So
that's why I enjoy these emails, because at least it's not involving my life.
Yeah.
But we can help others.
Ask me what I miss most about COVID. It's drama.
We're still in COVID.
No, what I miss most about pre-COVID.
Oh, pre-COVID. That's why I watched Real Housewives of everything.
Bruh, no, it got even more drama with COVID. Are you kidding me?
No, I mean like real, like okay, stupid but like drama.
Yeah. Your personal
like
drama.
Like being out in West Hollywood and being...
And being mixing.
Yeah. Yeah. Broco Therapy is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what would you do? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I mentioned before that I went back to therapy and that was the best decision I've ever made, because every time I leave a session, I do feel like I just got so much off my chest. I've been suffering with so much anxiety because I feel like sometimes I don't have time. I don't have time to get all the stuff done, or I feel like I'm not worthy of doing a good job of the things that I have to do. And I know that stems from a lot of ADHD. So talking to my therapist, she really gives me the space to just vent and have those emotions, and she validates that and gives me the tool sets to be able to continue my day and to give me that confidence to remind myself that, like, I got this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BrokeGirl today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/BrokeGirl.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts, with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Linsky.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. Well, this one is titled, I'm Jealous, Motherfucker, with like a question mark.
Ooh, I'm already this into already.
It. Yeah. I know.
I'm invested.
This is a long paragraph.
I love
okay,
guys.
Wish me luck.
You got this.
Hey, my name is I love your pod and I listen to it a lot. It makes me question and think a lot about myself. To start the story, well, question, I have to give you a background history. So I'm 19. I live in South Florida. In my senior year, I wanted to start going on dates because no one ever took interest in me in high school. I downloaded Tinder. I know, bad idea. I talked to some guys. I met one guy, Colin, and he's 20. And when I met him, I was 18. And we vibed. We hang out every day, and let me just say, it's like an hour to each other's houses. We end up dating, and we are about to be a year dating on July 26th. Wow, so it's August. So this was ahead of time. She sent me this a while ago. So like a couple months ago, I actually caught him cheating. He messaged girls and asked to have friends with benefits behind my back. Yeah, bitch.
Yo!
He texted his ex along with two other girls. His ex said she didn't even want to hang out, and one girl asked why he was doing that. Give her a nickname because I don't remember her name. Okay, we'll call her
Tiffany.
What?
That was weird.
Ooh, that was weird. So okay, we'll call her Tiffany.
So not planned. That was so telepathic.
What Tiffany?
No offense
hurt
to Tiffany's out there.
No offense at all.
We love a Tiffany.
We love a Tiffany. But we also, there are some Tiffany's that are very like.
Every single one I've met is a bitch. I'm just kidding.
Actually, I'm
but I love Tiffany. That. That's what I love about that.
That's this is why. I mean, in this case, Tiffany was like a bitch. Like fuck yeah. You. So this is how it started. She texted me videos and photos at work. So Tiffany sent her the photos. So we love Tiffany in this story.
Okay.
I hid in the bathroom and called her to see if it was real. So I go home, wake him the fuck up, mm-hmm. and I tell him I'm out.
Yeah.
He wasn't working and I was working to get us by. Woo! He thinks I'm playing and I put my ring he gave me on the table and start grabbing clothes and my stuff.
Period.
Oh, that's a movie.
You should have grabbed his stuff, but go ahead.
I'm burn it.
That's
yeah,
what,
like put a crease in his sneakers.
You know? Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, that's
if you
petty.
Really want to violate. Especially if he's black. And especially yeah. if they're yeah. Jordans. But go on.
I'm going to use that just in case if Brian ever
do
sees
not,
on me.
Please.
But you would never do that. But if, Brian, if you're listening.
I would not be held liable.
He cries a shit ton and I don't feel bad. He says he blocked her after that and he felt bad. I also was always down to have sex, but he was uninterested and said he wanted something more different because it was too vanilla. What? I was hurt because, baby, I do like weird shit, and I've always brought up toys and other stuff. He never seemed as excited, even though our first toy is one he picked, which is a controlled vibrator. Mm. He didn't tell me about the two other girls. I found out later by going through his shit when he let me. I ended up going to my mom's and sleeping there. I decided to give him another chance, and it's going really good. Woo. Wow. Okay, we work on our shit together. Just the messages hurt whenever I remember them. And like he said stuff like this, she's attractive, and it's weird to see your partner say that shit to someone else. Also, she sent me screenshots, so we're going to read that after this message, by the way. Just FYI. So now we come to the question. He follows a lot of women on Instagram. Very fit and pretty women. I'm a plus size girl and I'm very open with him about my insecurities. His explore page is literally just women in swimsuits and looking all beautiful and shit. I don't understand why it's okay for a man to have that or thinks it's okay. While I literally don't have any men shirtless on my explore page or any stuff like that. I've expressed to him I was uncomfortable with him on OnlyFans because it's not like porn.
He's on OnlyFans?
Wait, I've expressed to him that I was uncomfortable with him on OnlyFans because it's not like porn. So she's allowing him to go on OnlyFans.
Wow.
Porn, you don't know the girl, and he would go and find certain people's OnlyFans. Honestly, I'm just thinking about making an OnlyFans myself because fuck it. Am I overthinking or is this valid? Here's my Instagram if you have any questions or want to give me some advice. Well, we're going to do it on the pod. Also, listening to the pod episode where you talked about being so comfy with Chris that would be into seeing him have sex with another girl made me break down and have a whole combo with him. I wish I was so trusting and mentally okay with something like that. Just feels like it would take years to get to that point to even thinking of bringing another girl in the bed for a night.
You would do that?
Yeah.
Wow. You bold. Ain't no bitch touching my man.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's on.
Really?
Period.
I don't share.
I'm too jealous. I'm okay with selfish. I have self-awareness. I'm self-aware.
First of all,
to know that.
Can I start off with saying don't let what he fantasizes about change how you feel about yourself or make you think less of yourself because he has fetishes or fantasizes about something. Don't ever let that take away from your beauty because it has nothing to do with you. That's something that he wishes he had and something that is wrong with him, not you.
Just what?
Nothing. This is just...
Yeah, I mean, I just think
that,
like...
What did the screenshot say?
So the screenshots... So it was the guy texting Tiffany. So he says, LOL, I'll hit you up the next day. My girl is working. And she goes, so basically, if we were to be friends with benefits, you'd only be able to text me on days she's working. And he says, not text, but see. And she said, oh. And then he goes, but we can only text when I text you. No texting me out of the blue.
What?
And then the next one says, but you get smoked out every time we chill, LOL.
Wait, sorry.
And she goes, see, I'm not a side chick material, but I'm barely on my phone nowadays as it is. And then he goes, me and her life together, by the way, live. What?
You're not side chick material, but you're entertaining.
Wait, what's this
him?
Video? Hold on. She sent me a video.
Wait.
Hold up.
Hold up. Wait
a minute. Oh, it's the video of the messages.
Oh.
It's fine. I also, we get that he's cheating.
We know it's real.
We know it's real. So that's.
Tiffany sent those to her?
Mm-hmm. Was like, your man's is.
Oh, so she
trifling.
Was. Okay,
was she
I
trying
see.
To. She was trying to, like, bait him? Say
that's
more.
Probably to
probably show. For yeah. sure. I yeah. would say because she eventually was like, "I'm not a side chick material," but she's probably like,
"That's what I was like, you're not a side chick
but
material."
But did Tiffany sleep with him?
But yeah, I see what she was doing. Huh?
Did Tiffany see him?
I don't know what Tiffany did. That's a little thing. I'm a little curious. Do we trust Tiffany?
I don't trust no.
That's
woman
what I'm trying to figure out. I like need more.
That. Right. I mean, you know, we don't trust Tiffany, but most of all, we don't trust him.
No, of course.
So like, I mean, it's great that at least this Tiffany chick like. Message
clean,
her or whatever,
yeah.
But like, bro, like, I mean, I know you're saying like, because she's saying like she's now they're in a great relationship and they're working on it, but clearly like she still has these insecurities that are coming out because she's not okay with like.
How did they get to the point of being in a relationship again? Did he apologize? Did he
yeah,
prove
he
himself
cried.
To be different?
Girl, give us your number. We'll
oh,
give
he
you a
cried.
Call. Yeah, right, he cried. Right. He cried and like
I
begged for her back and like begged. You know they yeah. So
and
he felt bad about it.
Something about Tiffany is just tantalizing my taste. She's giving. Because I'm just like, first of all, how did he get Tiffany's number? Second,
that's the ex.
Tiffany's the ex?
Yeah.
Girl. And why was.
See, this is not even about Tiffany. This
I
is
know.
A, I know.
But
I know
we have to really dissect it from the beginning.
Yes.
But, like, either way, if they did
she's
it or not,
together.
Like, yeah. Like.
What is she asking?
She just wants advice. She's saying, like, you know, she wants.
Dump his ass.
Because she's like, maybe I could do an OnlyFans. Like, am I overthinking? Is this valid? Like, she's also saying that she's feeling insecure.
Okay.
It is absolutely not valid if you're doing it to prove a point to him.
Break
if you're
up with
doing
him.
It for yourself.
I'm sorry,
break up with
him.
I mean, honestly.
And does he have a job now? Are you going to get an OnlyFans to pay for him? You better be treating yourself with your OnlyFans
this
money.
This is the reason why I say break up with him. Because he's bringing
so
out
many
things in you that, like, you're literally living to please him. Meanwhile, he's the one that's been in the wrong.
Right.
But you're creating, he's making you feel insecure. You're going, like, he doesn't bring out the best in you. So if they didn't bring out the best in you, and then what are we doing?
Now we're questioning Tiffany. We don't trust all these other side characters. Right. Everyone's untrustable. Like, everyone is toxic. Get out.
Start again. Refresh. Yeah.
And it's good what she's doing, like, being open-minded and willing to try different things, but she needs to do that for herself and not for him.
Otherwise,
it's never going to be satisfying. It's never going to feel right unless she's doing it for herself.
Right.
For real.
And the fact that she's doing this after this has happened, it's almost like you're doing it to try and make sure that he doesn't step out again. But baby girl, he's going to step out regardless of what you do. You're going to be doing, and that's the thing, like, you're going to do so much for him and he's going to disappoint you again and then it's going to hurt even more. Run.
And this could be lesson that could take this as your lesson out of it, that, you know, take the feeling of being willing to try something new and explore and try different things. Take that as your lesson, but just start doing it for yourself.
And I'm curious if she wants an OnlyFans for other people to validate the way
maybe
she looks.
Probably.
Yeah, you know? That's why.
But also, like, fuck him, because he said her sex was fucking vanilla. Like,
he vanilla.
Vanilla is my favorite flavor.
Actually, it's my favorite flavor of ice cream.
I like but chocolate men, fudge and chocolate. Like maybe like a peanut butter thing
that
in it.
Like that sounds very sexual.
No, but I actually really okay. Anyways, enough of ice cream. But
and he's gonna say anything to justify what he's doing. So don't even take that to heart. Take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah,
he's kind of a piece of shit.
He is.
He sounds.
Yeah. He really is a kind of a piece of shit because you know. Yeah.
My advice is leave.
And also, as a plus size girl myself, like, there's nothing wrong. Being saying plus size isn't a negative thing. It's just, I'm mid size, I guess you could say. But it's just like, I'm not a tiny girl. Like, I would hate to be with a man that did not appreciate that. Like, okay, you could look at other girls who were skinny, whatever, but like, he obviously doesn't make her feel good about herself. You know what I mean? And so, like...
And what does he look like?
Like shit, probably.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So he's over here trying to get... He's trying to validate himself, too.
Right.
And he's trying to make her feel like shit because he feels like shit about himself.
In conclusion, leave that man. Leave that man. Yeah. He's not doing anything for you. If they're not edifying, if they're not uplifting, if they're having you chase after things that you didn't even... No to explore in the first place. If it's not something that you've already thought about aside from him, aside from the situation, if it's not like, but then at the same time, just to be devil's advocate, she is in a relationship and she's choosing to be in a relationship. To make this relationship work, she is trying to adjust certain things to make it more spicy. So I do understand her perspective in doing that. However...
But why are you going to force something?
But is she forcing
it,
though?
But sometimes, like, relationships, I get that, where you want to spice things up.
If
but
you're
at the
doing
same
anything
time,
to make it
to
work,
me,
it,
yeah,
you
to
shouldn't
me, it
make
should
it
have
work.
Been
it should just work.
The place where he, like, messed up is the cheating part. Mm. Like, if he came to her and was like, hey, sex is vanilla, let's switch it up. And then she's like, okay, to switch it up, I'm going to do an OnlyFans, or I'm going to start doing this, or I'm going to start doing that.
Then
to
we
switch
wouldn't
it
have
up.
This email.
Then we won't have this email, right. But then because if she's doing this to keep her man just around, and he cheated with his ex, girl,
you shouldn't be doing anything to make it work. It should just be working.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't, like, I feel like...
The second you're making it work, ain't got to go by...
She seems really hurt about it, so I just to say in kind words, you know, every fucking story that I say, it always leads back to self-worth. So, like, use this time to be like...
That's what I was going to say.
This does nothing for me. Again, it brings out so many things that make me feel insecure. It make me feel like I'm not good enough. Mm-hmm. Like, this is where you, like, have a conversation with yourself and say, think, like, is this really worth it? Like, am I worthy for more? You know, right. Like, I know that sometimes, like, people cheat and it's a mistake and you could, you know, there's people who, like, have you know, overcome those like situations.
Yeah, but make sure he's proven
himself. But the thing is, though, is like the thing is, like from the screenshots I'm seeing, this is no mistake. Mm. Yeah, this man set up straight up was plotting and saying, "Hey,
she's at work.
Text me when we'll do it when she's work." Like it wasn't openly. Like he just got drunk one night and like kissed a girl on the dance floor and like whatever. Like this is something where he plotted,
right?
And like that's where that concerns me. So I think just yeah, like you deserve better. Like think to yourself, like this, do I deserve this?
And there's more out there.
Something okay.
The dick ain't worth it.
Don't stop asking other people. I mean, it's great always have a support team around you that you can confide in. But something I need to start doing, and I wish I did more often, was asking myself for advice and what advice. Mm-hmm. I would give somebody if they were coming to me and listening to myself.
Right.
I think that's something that she needs to do and just be weird. Keep that wall up. Make sure he proves himself.
One thing I also advise I give, I encourage people to free write journaling. And that's just writing without thinking. And that reveals so much about your like what's really in you. Don't worry about spelling mistakes. Don't try and use punctuations. Girl, clearly you don't care. Well, you're not worried about it.
No, she was fine. The first sentence
I'm just joking. I'm playing with you.
Everything else was
I'm just joking. But in all seriousness, rewrite whatever comes to your mind. And the truth of what you really feel in your core will actually, you're writing it. Because I do believe the truth is in you. We just have so many things that are blocking it from coming out.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I would just encourage you to just free write, journal, explore how you feel. And at the end of the day, honey, this is your relationship. So if what you're doing now does make you happy, then go forth. But obviously you're emailing us, so it does seem like you're unsure about certain things. So
yeah, but also like, you know, for me, everyone used to tell me like, yo, why are you with, you know, with my ex and stuff? Like, why are you with them? Like, leave him. But there is something that's like, you just kind of get addicted to the drama. You know? Yeah. And then
I was addicted to my ex, that's for sure. Yeah, you're 100%.
More toxic relationship.
Yeah. I was so addicted.
There's like an addiction to this, like it's like seeking validation. It's like, okay, wow, like he chose you versus like these other girls that that's he was trying point. To like get with behind your back, like, you know what I mean? I just feel like, I don't know, I say go
just make sure you're happy, just make check sure in with happy, yourself.
But this is gonna be a relationship that's gonna change you, I hope, like for the better. Like do what you gotta do, but just know that you will learn something from this, and I hope you take something away and then try to do better for the next relationship.
And at the end of the day, it's just a boy.
It's just dick.
It is.
Okay. It's just a boy.
Let's get to the next one.
Cool. Okay. That was oddly satisfying.
I feel like you were talking to Vincent 2018.
Oh, for sure. I'm always talking to Vincent 2018. The fuck were you doing?
Yeah, because you... We'll have an episode one day about that relationship, if you don't mind. Because that was very toxic. I feel like we never really sat down and had a moment to dissect your psyche. And I really want to do that.
Come on, psyche.
I mean.
Come on.
They don't call you a broco therapist for nothing.
Therapy. But now I'm the therapist because
broke girl therapist. I've never after even hours. Had a broke girl therapy.
I've never even
hours.
Had a chance to sit down and dissect it. Mm-hmm. Girl.
We'll do an episode. Anyways, next one.
The episode's gonna be 42 days long.
It's okay. It'll just be like a series.
Ooh, a whole season. That'd be cute.
Okay. Hey, this one's subject. I'm lost.
Girl,
hey, Steph.
Get a map.
Same.
Get a map. We are the map.
You got an iPhone?
Hey, Steph, I'm a fairly new listener and had found your podcast randomly on YouTube and was since then hooked. If you do end up sharing my story, can I please ask to remain anonymous? I have been stuck in a situation. Wait.
Rewind. Okay. That way you weren't alone, you know?
We all hear
your noises.
If you do end up sharing my story, can I please ask to remain anonymous? Okay. Period there. I just have been stuck in a situation I've been going through for a minute and don't know what to ask or tell about it because I don't want my friends and family to make the matter worse than what it is. Mm-hmm. But Around last year, I met this man who I fell in love with, and I'm talking about head over heels type shit. And things were great in the beginning. He told me he felt the same about me. He was real sweet, always made me feel protected and whatnot, and we were just going to see where our situation took us. That's besides the point, because I guess when we started to sleep with each other things were fine at first, but then I noticed he started to be more aggressive towards me. And I like being, hold on, I'm losing my spot. I like being aggressive within bed, but this just felt different. Mm. I'll tell him for certain favors, and it was like he convinced me to do it, and I knew deep down that something didn't or doesn't feel right about it. But in the back of my mind, too, I kept thinking he would never do anything to hurt me in that way. Like, maybe he doesn't know what he's doing. So I just kept making excuses for him. Fast forward to present day, our situation didn't progress, but we still keep sleeping with each other. Last night, I went to see him, and it happened again. The main reason, I guess, I'm writing to you is that I still have feelings for him, even though he does this to me. Is this normal? Why do I still care about him? Is there something wrong with me?
Oh, my God. Girl, why you? I don't know. Why are you asking me for? It's like, no.
Have you talked to him about it?
Yeah, that's the thing I'm kind of missing.
Is it aggressive as in abusive?
That's the thing. It's like I kind of want more details on that. Cause
is it like, is he choking her, slapping her ass?
Maybe I'm assuming like I'm just
spitting on her. Like what is
he? Yeah, I don't know, guys. Golden I'm shower. Just reading the email.
But, no, I'm just saying in general, yeah. Like what is it? Because it depends.
It does depend. I'm thinking maybe let's think a little bit more. PG, PG, but like rated R, where it's like, okay, can you give me a head? And she's like, I don't feel like it, and like makes her do it.
That's like right. Is more aggressive about it.
It is
right, or
like
or,
come on, just do it,
Like please, like I want to have sex, or like, or just it's like, or maybe just having really rough sex and she's uncomfortable.
Let me just say, anything when you're having sex, if you don't do. And you shouldn't have to do, be manipulated to. Mm-hmm. If you do not want to do it, no one should be. No is no is no is no.
That's it.
Regardless of if my vagina is out and my mouth is saying no, that means you as a man need to respect and not touch me.
Exactly.
That's period.
Exactly.
So let's anyone, just yeah. Let's just put that out there as a disclaimer. No is no. If you're not comfortable with it and you say no, regardless of the way he manipulates the situation, he should respect your no.
If it's not consensual, it's wrong. Yeah. And that doesn't mean something's wrong with you. It means something's wrong with him.
But to her question, is there something wrong with you, baby girl?
There's no.
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely
because
not.
Here's the thing. We're not just a walking fucking sex symbol.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, just because you're attracted to us, just because we're dating, doesn't mean I am obligated to have sex all the time. Like, you're not obligated to have sex, like, or you're not obligated to do everything that your partner wants to do. Like, if you are uncomfortable, like, say that, and he needs to respect that.
Right.
You need to speak up. Yeah. You need to speak up.
Because I resonate with her, because I know when I was highly sexually active back in the day, I used to feel that if a man like wanted something, I had to do it. Like there was just a pressure of,
oh yeah,
you know,
that's
like
what society
early
teaches
20s.
You.
Yeah, it
that's
was just
not
like
your fault.
I felt like if I'm not
society
pleasing him, then there's, you know, I don't want him to like not be satisfied. So there's a pressure. So and it's not like so even my to be transparent, my first time having sex, I was saying no, but then I was also just doing it anyway, and I just went. And then at the point you're just like, it's too late to even go back. So let me just continue doing it.
There's been so many
it.
Times. I literally
so
had a whole episode
I think that
about it.
May
yeah.
be what she's experiencing. But the what I will say now as a 29-year-old is, I just will one. You have to vocalize what you're saying. If you say no and he's manipulating the situation, you obviously know what that looks like. Get up and leave. It's not, you don't need to be there. Mm-hmm. And because obviously it sounds like you've told him what your boundary is. You've told him no. He doesn't respect that. So you don't need to see him anymore.
Yeah. And like, that's the thing is like, you know, she's saying like, oh, but he really is nice to me. There's been so many situations. And I know that like, I feel like we all went through it. Where we feel like, oh my God, but he's so nice and he does really care about me. But then when it comes to actual like these type of situations. Respecting your own body. It's
over
like
he yourself.
Right. It's like he's not listening. Like his dick is like in fucking like in control. And like that's when you really get to know the person. Because it's like the person outside of the bedroom could be sweet and telling you all the things they need to tell you. But when it really comes down to the nitty gritty and they're not fucking respecting you, that's who that person is. It's not who they are trying to talk all that shit.
And I think that when it's okay, it's normal for you to still love him, like him, aside from, like, I feel like there's two different things. So it's just, for example, a woman that's being abused. So she may, like, leave the abusive relationship, but she still may love that person because love is not synonymous with the actions or the toxicity. Like, you can still love someone and be in a toxic situation.
Right.
So I know that she asked, does that mean if there's something wrong with me? No, it's totally normal for you to still love someone, even in something like that. But then it's what you do. Like it's almost like you have to recognize that feeling and do contrary action to how you really are feeling inside, you know?
Right, right, yeah. So I just hope it's not anything, like, too serious.
Right.
Like, I'm just, because she was pretty vague about the situation. So I'm just hoping it's not too serious. But either way, whatever the situation is, whatever he's doing to you, like, you clearly don't like
she's
it.
She's going against something that is engraved into women's minds of satisfying the man. Pleasing the man, and if you don't, he's going to leave you high and dry. So you're going against something that is engraved,
and it's going to feel uncomfortable.
It's going to feel so uncomfortable.
It is uncomfortable because I don't want this to stand up, and
that's awful that it's like that. But if you're not saying something because you're worried you're in danger or he's going to progress in his aggression, then you need to find support and help, because that's a whole nother issue.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
If you're scared, then you need to seek help at the best you can, obviously.
Right.
And go to therapy. There's a reason why you're enduring it. There's a reason why you don't have the voice to say it. You know, there's deeper internal issues. Typically, it's like insecurities or feeling just not safe, you know, feeling. And you may feel that if you don't do these things, things may escalate. So it may just be better to do them anyway. Regardless of what the reasoning is, if you do not want to do it and it does not make you comfortable, you should not be doing it. And that's on period.
Yeah. There you go.
Don't ever do something that you're not happy doing. Yeah.
Stand up for yourself.
Sex is supposed to be good, people. It's supposed to be good. Enjoy it.
Yum, yum, yum.
All right, next.
And take care of yourself, boo.
Good luck to you, yes.
Good luck to you. I love you. I appreciate you.
And there ain't nothing wrong with you.
Nothing wrong.
I promise you, it's always the man that is the one that's wrong.
He's the problem. He's the problem. Okay. Next one. This one says, my sexuation.
Oh, that's new.
That is new. Well, this is a long one. Does anyone want to read? Popcorn reading.
I'll read.
Okay.
I was going to say, I'll do it.
You want to switch off? You want to do like the next one, maybe?
Okay.
I'm a really good reader.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She regrets it. Girl, you can just slides it over to me.
You can write. Okay. You can. So I am a big girl, size 20. Okay. Hanai. And showing my skin, especially around my chest and belly, is not normal for me because I'm self-conscious about it. But one night, I was feeling myself, so I decided to take a picture with a bikini bra that came with a sheer top from Shein.
Oh my God, we probably have the same one. I have a bunch of those.
I ordered a bunch of shit from Shein.
So I decided to take a picture with a bikini bra that came from Shein. I bought a year ago and paired with black booty shorts. I put the picture on a private story on Snapchat, girl. You ain't ever heard of screenshots?
Screenshotting.
Mm-hmm. Anywho's, I honestly didn't think I would get anyone's attention, but one guy, who happened to be a mutual friend of mine and my sister, sends me a snap saying, "You look beautiful," heart eye emoji twice. And I thanked him, thinking, oh, he must just be hyping me up as a friend. And then I get the message, I'm coming over. It's 3 a.m. and he shows up to the apartment my sister and I have, period. And as soon as he comes in and I close the door, He begins to kiss me. I honestly didn't think that it would come to this, but because he was always just a friend, because I say he's just a friend, that we would talk and laugh with. But anyway, back to the kissing. You're a great writer. So
right? I'm so invested into this story.
As we worked our way into the room. So, oh, he started out the room. Okay, girl. Okay, my commentary has to stop. Okay, so he takes off his pants and shoes. He tells me, lay on the bed, and takes off my shorts. Then I'm on the bed. Yes, bitch, you are. And he gets in between my legs and begins to eat me out. Never in my life have I ever had sex with a guy that used his tongue like that, tongue emoji. And he's pretty much doing the work, licking, sucking, flicking, everything.
Sucking? What are you sucking?
The vagina.
The clip.
The clitoris.
And I'm laying there getting my soul, RIP to her soul, sucked out my clit.
Sucked out her clit? Oh my.
Judy heard vagina and she's like, pussy's here.
I'm gonna sit this one out.
After what seemed like my fourth climax, he worked his way up my body and slides it in. And damn, let me tell you, it was big.
Let me guess, she's pregnant.
Not monster big, but definitely the kind that could ruin you for other men.
Oh my God.
Thankfully, he was a gentleman and told me to tell him when I was ready for him to move and put my plus size ass in different positions I never thought I'd be in. So by the time we're done, it's already 7 and we just cuddle in bed. Then we heard the doorknob rattling and my sister walked in the room. She unlocks it somehow. Just as he just covers himself up with a blanket, I just pretend to be sleeping and she asks from the door to gather her things from her before. She goes to work. I'm laying there praying she didn't see who was with me. Thankfully, she didn't see him. Wow, girl, you slick. So I get up, do that for her. She leaves. I go back into the room, into my bed, and sleep for a couple of hours. I wake up to him kissing on my shoulder, and then I ended up with his thing in my mouth. Even giving him head was good. Hell, everything was good. I felt like I was in one of those erotica novels. That's how
I feel like
Drake.
And
that morning hookup, we've been messaging nonstop. And the way he talked about that morning, I know it's not going to be a one-time thing.
That's it?
Yeah. She didn't have no questions. She just wanted to... She said, I need this to be known.
So you just... emailed us to brag.
Yes, she did.
I love that for her.
I love that for her, too.
He's so pissed. Why are you pissed?
Nothing was wrong.
I'm drier than the Sahara Desert, bitch. I'm jealous.
You just went on a date. You didn't get anything?
That's different.
What do you mean?
That was vanilla.
Wait, what'd you guys do? I want to know. The people want to know.
Nothing. We just went to dinner. And
are you shy?
Oh, like sex-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, we just, you know, sucked each other's dicks, made out. We didn't have sex.
Okay.
I don't like to put out like that right away.
Because you're a princess.
I'm a good boy. It's a little different with men, though.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just, like, have sex.
Yeah, prepare, right, prep. Yeah. I'd be knowing.
Right. She knows what's up.
I'm an ally.
Right.
She a fat guy. She an ally. I'm dead.
But that got me horny. I'm not gonna lie.
I was just gonna say that did was. It? She should be a, like a.
Maybe because I was reading
novelist.
And I was trying to like really make it good for you guys. Did you enjoy
it was
my reading?
I think it was okay. The way you read it.
Oh, thank God.
I mean, no, it's that
yeah,
story.
Yeah, you should be an
first
erotic
all,
novelist.
It was the way I read
what
it.
What
do
they
Steph.
Call
them? Don't
erotica.
I mean, yours helped. Your reading helped. But like that's like
no. She was a great writer.
Good for you.
She
first of all,
she described a lot, like every detail, like eat me out. Tongue emoji.
Like that's kind of like a fantasy. Like I mean, you know, like to be like, oh, let me. I feel like that's so like modern day to like I post a little like you know like sexy thing on Snapchat.
Yeah, and then the nigga was like, I'm coming over. What?
What?
And you were like,
listen, you better get it. You deserve it. You better enjoy it. Have fun with it.
I'm coming over. And she probably just sent him her address. Like, there was no more conversation.
That was it.
To the point.
Like, I just wonder, like, did they talk about it afterwards? Like, do you have feelings? Like, are you okay with this?
She said they've been texting ever since.
Okay, okay.
They've been messaging. She said the way he talks about that morning.
Yeah. He was into it too.
Yeah, they loved
it. She just seemed very sexually compatible.
Yeah, like that's dope to be like, yo, I'm coming through.
And for a man to put you in different in positions that like you never thought you would be in as a plus size woman.
Kitty. It's a pretty kitty.
He did it.
Pretty kitty.
Yeah, like that's impressive. Shout out to him.
She's jealous too. Look at her.
I wonder if he was a bigger guy or if he was like a smaller guy.
I wonder.
But it's so weird. I saw a tweet today that said skinny men are meant to be with bigger girls or something. Like, there should only be, like, the guy should be skinny and the girl should be, like, bigger. Like, that's the best sex, basically.
Yeah, that would be all. Because, yeah, two big people is a lot of.
I wouldn't know.
No, I mean, like, that's hot. Like, just to be like. Hey, what's up? Okay, come through, ma'am. You know, but
ma'am,
yeah. Should we do another one?
Yeah, let's do another.
We have
one.
No advice for her except like
I know
she. I want a follow up. Like, can you please?
Yeah, my advice is to fill us in, bitch.
Fill us in.
Like, I want details.
I want a part two.
Are y'all married or is this just
does
like
she want to be anonymous?
Platonic?
She wants to be anonymous.
Is she gonna know that?
I just keep everyone anonymous. She'll know.
When you're listening
anybody
to this,
anybody that went through
this,
this ain't an everyday situation.
This is So I would want, please give us like a part
Can
two.
Can you DM me personally? I want to be friends with you, Vincent Michael David. That's my
Vincent
Instagram.
Michael David. Okay, let's go to another one.
Am I reading now?
Yeah, you could read the next one. Let me see. Please read mine for a podcast. Okay. We'll read yours for a podcast. This was sent a while ago, so I'm finally responding.
All right. Please read mine for a podcast. Okay.
Better read this, David.
That sign can't stop me because I can't read. Hey, this is a story on how I threw up on his dick. Bitch, I've done that. This is perfect. I've literally done that.
Wait, I feel like I've gotten this story so many times. Have I? But I guess this is another story about all of y'all are fucking throwing up on dick.
I'm glad I'm not alone. Thanks.
Okay. Whoa. Okay, we'll get to it. Okay, continue.
Hey, this is a story on how I threw up on his dick. So me and this guy are only friends, or so I thought. Then I found out that he had feelings for me. But I didn't feel the same way. His and I text... he and I text all the time, and whatever... And then one day he pulled up to the gym I was working out at. I was just finishing up, so I left. And then we go sit in his car, and then him and I started to drive around. And then we stopped at a gas station and got some snacks and drinks because we were going to the beach for sunset. Aww. So I went home and showered and everything.
Read with more.
Because I thought something was going to go down. So I shaved everything.
Wow.
For that night, just for me to start my period. Speaking
Steph,
of periods.
You relate so much to those kind of stories.
I always have period stuff happening.
LOL dot 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 dot. But it's okay. So we got to the beach and his car has a TV in it. So we moved to the back and put the seats down.
Oh,
I've done that. That's so cute. And we started cuddling and started watching 365 Days, I'm assuming, of summer. and that movie kind of made him feel some type of way. The bench scene, I guarantee you, was the bench scene. Where was I?
I'm glad you read that because I cannot relate.
Yeah.
Some type of way. And then we started kissing, and then he tried to put his hand somewhere.
Ooh.
But then I told him to stop because I was on my period, and that was just gross. Oh, I forgot about the period. So he was very respectful about it. But then I kissed him again, and I lowered my hand on his dick, and I would never imagine his dick being this big.
Child.
So I started sucking his dick, and then I felt that he didn't shave very good.
Ooh.
So I was doing what I had to do, and then a pube got stuck in my mouth.
What?
And I am the type of person that hates hair. So the hair... You're talking to a hairstylist, bitch.
And you, And you're Middle Eastern.
So
we're hairy. You mean you're hairy as fuck.
Relatable content. So the hair was in me. The hair was in my mouth, and I was gagging so bad. And he was also pushing my head down, and that was making me a little upset. So I was also gagging on the dick. This is a whole recipe for forceful. This needs to be a TV show. And then I felt more. And then I felt more hair in my mouth, and I was about to stop. And then he came in my mouth.
Wow.
And I threw up all over his dick with the cum. With the she says with the mixture of a ball of pubes, head pushing, and cum. And the cum taste is like shit. By the way.
She's just dissing this dude, bruh.
She's roasting him. The cum tasted like shit, by the way. It was horrible. It was horrifying, to say the least. But then I took it like a champ.
You threw up a... Okay, go ahead.
She threw up all over him, and she's roasting his ass. She somehow turned it...
That's horrifying.
She's horrified. But then I took it like a champ and I spit out the hairs and sucked that shit back up.
Wait. Oh.
Repeat that last
one. No, he don't even repeat
it. Girl, relatable, because I tried to do the same thing.
Repeat it. Repeat
I mean, what else are you going to do in that situation?
Well,
let me just clean up real quick. She said, I took it like a champ, and I spit out the hairs and sucked that shit back up.
And then you gathered it, okay, in your mouth. That's disgusting.
And then she said, didn't want to make a fool of myself. Thank you for listening.
I love her. I don't know who she is, but I love her.
Bitch, same. Next.
Like, again, another one that's like, no advice.
No advice. just this is my life. I'm so happy that you guys are living such exhilarating.
That email triggered me because now I'm thinking about
what happened.
Yeah,
what
tell
happened
us.
Literally, basically that. But I was just
you sucked it back up because like, you took it like a champ.
Yeah, Mama didn't raise no fool.
Wait, was this your ex? Who was this?
No, someone before that. Oh, his dick was just big, and I, you know,
you couldn't
bit off more than I can chew.
Ew. and then
sucked off more.
And I threw up, and it was dark, so I was just like trying to hide it.
Oh my god! Did you swallow?
He knew. Though.
Did you swallow your throw up?
No. I don't know what I was doing. To be honest, I was, but I wasn't. I just kept sucking.
I feel
his
like
dick.
That's nothing.
Did
hurt.
She throw up her like food and everything else?
No, it was mine. Was just like
no, you
like I don't remember. Yeah, it was just like. A lot of mucus and like stomach acid, but I just like kept sucking his dick and then I stopped but he was like he was like it's fine, it's happened to me before, like he was like so
it's
nice
so big
about it.
That it just probably happens.
Yeah, so and then he like went and showered and then I finished sucking his dick after that.
You know what I found?
He was
out?
Like I couldn't have asked for anybody to be more understanding.
That's very understanding.
So I hope he was understanding.
What did you find out?
So I, because I think I have like sleep apnea.
Huh.
And I went to the doctor.
Which I can concur that she does.
Did they give you that?
Just
you
have
that
the doctor call
machine?
Me. I'll tell.
What?
I'm going to record you one night when I hear
don't
you.
Don't record me. I'm ashamed.
That way you can give it to your doctor. You don't have to show it to anybody.
Okay. But like, so I
we're roommates, by the way. I'm not going to sneak in and creepily record her.
So, because I snore really loud and it's just very intense. And I went to the doctor and she's like, well, we're definitely going to have to do a sleep test. But she looked in my mouth and she's like, oh, I have a very small mouth. And I've always joked about it like on the pod. But I guess when you like when we sleep, our tongue kind of like rests back. Mm-hmm. And like my opening back there is just so small that like my tongue
covers
the whole thing. So I like. Can't breathe out of my mouth, and then I'm also like fucking congested as hell, so I also have to go to a nose doctor, and like I can't breathe out of there, so I'm struggling. Probably sometimes
let's go together, we can hold hands.
I don't want to. Well, I mean, obviously,
do you have a deviated septum?
I need to go to a nose doctor, but I do because people are always like, oh, use this like allergy pill or use this whatever to like clear it out.
We're both always like,
yeah. Always. But anyways, like I have a small mouth. So if for a dick like that, like I would not be like I would actually throw up and probably like pass out.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say die. I just hope that he was. Anything.
I hope because if when it happened to me, if he would have been like, "Oh my god," I would have been traumatized.
For sure.
Like it wasn't traumatizing.
One time when I did a cartwheel and I farted in front of a guy that I liked, that was so embarrassing. No, that was traumatizing.
How old are you? Like 5?
No, I was like 15.
Like who does a cartwheel in front of a guy? Yeah.
Okay, I was like 11, 10. But so I can relate.
What? That's
sure. That's the same thing.
I feel like, Jess, you're such a classy dick sucker that I don't think that you would get to a point where you would throw up. Like, I feel like if you felt uncomfortable, you'd be like, this
she, like,
won't
has
fit.
A, she has, like, she, like, wipes her mouth as she's going. She's like.
Oh, yeah. She has, like, a napkin. She's, like,
a dip napkin. I'm sorry. A dick napkin.
She wipes.
Yeah, I don't do that.
She, like, cleans the dick
well,
before
you're definitely,
she does
do you spit or you definitely swallow, bitch.
I do not.
She's nasty.
Then you are definitely a classy dick
you
sucker.
Nasty.
You spit, bitch.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't swallow?
No.
You dirty.
For what?
For convenience. So you don't got to run all naked awkwardly to the bathroom.
I will run. Don't swallow. No.
Damn. Look.
And that's when I do.
I'm with you on that.
Because that was me back in the day. But now.
I'm with you on that.
I mean, if it was my. No. It's just not for me. It's just.
Right. It's okay.
It don't feel right.
Shame. But you are definitely someone who spits.
Yeah.
I get that. I swallow.
I get that.
I just feel weird.
I don't even really like it in my mouth.
Yeah.
I feel like literally. I taste it for like 3 days after.
Ew.
Like, and I'm definitely not swallowing because I feel it.
Like acid reflux stuff because you've been.
I could feel it like in my stomach.
So
I don't know.
Yeah. Probably all that.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like knowing that a part of him. No.
Does it turn you on if someone like spit or like swallows your cum?
No.
What?
That's not. I mean. I could care less either way.
Okay.
What do guys
like, you don't have to.
What do
and
guys
if you do,
do?
I'm not.
The option?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I could yeah.
No, no, I'm saying like a man and a woman.
What? What do you mean?
When he's eating a girl out, does he have the option to spit or swallow?
Oh.
Does it work like that?
No, because there's no like.
I mean, I feel like it's just a constant flow of liquid.
What if it's
right.
like squirting?
But it's not. But it's not like where it's like that cum where it like fucking shoots.
Like squirt. Like what if you squirted? Would you like would you expect him to put it
in? Isn't squirting
receive the squirt?
Isn't squirting just pee?
Shit. Squirting is not pee. Just it's not pee. It's
I wasn't sure.
I mean golden shower is different than squirting.
Yeah, no. You should not swallow anyone's golden shower. I'm sorry. I don't know what kind I'm not to kink shame, but like don't swallow a golden
That's
shower.
That's not just a kink. That is something. That's
that
a whole
like
nother
a
level.
Psychological.
That is beast
no, that's
mode.
A kink. Don't yuck someone's yak. What's the saying?
But
I feel like that's a fetish. A kink is
that's
like.
That's so true.
That's true.
That's more of a fetish.
No one should be never. Swallowing no motherfucker's pee.
No,
I'm
because
sorry.
That has toxins in it. Like
that's dangerous.
Now
that's
that can give you heartburn.
Motherfuckers are dirty. Yeah.
Y'all
talk
better
about
use your tongues.
Ajra. No, thank
People
you.
People don't drink enough water. Like, no, like, they'd be drinking soda and Coke. That's probably, definitely. People who do golden showers definitely just drink a lot of sugary drinks. That's facts.
Someone who's into that definitely does like sugar.
Have you guys seen, like, the porn golden showers?
Yes.
The pee is always, like, the darkest, nastiest yellow.
So dehydrated.
Too.
Lots of, I don't know.
Disgusting.
Okay, moving on.
Anyways, we are running out of time. It's been an hour already.
Wow, I love the questions. We should do this
so
again.
So much fun. I know. It's so much
fun. It was
fun.
Fine.
Well, do you want to plug yourself, Jess? And then you go, Vincent. Then it's me.
Hi, my name is Jessica Clark. And you can find me on Instagram at j.clark, C-L-A-R-K-E _.
Yeah.
Follow me, hoes.
Period. I am Vincent Michael David. And you can find me on Instagram at Vincent Michael David.
Literally, Vincent Michael David.
There's not really much on there. You just me being first. Cute in my outfits and my little puppy, Archie.
Yeah.
I got to plug Archie. Archie boy, the boxer. Follow him. He's more interesting.
Archie is so cute.
He's just a lot.
He's my
best friend.
He's a lot.
Yeah, well, so am I.
You guys are the same. Like, Archie is you in dog form.
100%.
Yeah, for sure.
100%. That's why he pisses me off.
Junie's me in cat form.
Yeah.
And I feel like Rocky's like Brian. Just leave them there. You know what I mean? Anyways, follow me at Stephanie Megan or go to brocotherapy.com. Yes. Get the merch.
Therapy is too expensive.
Yeah. No more toxic relationships.
And mine says, I wore this to my dick appointment.
I did the hair on this photo.
Yes. Which one are you?
Toxic or nah?
Toxic right. or nah? Love y'all. Bye. That was so fun.
Broke Girl Therapy. 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 Broke Girl Therapy.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.